Plyler.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
We can talk about sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our good friend Greg Coleman checks in. Normally, man, this is old Roy Philpott days and recruiting days. And I used to do this show over here, man. And I know this about you. You like selling cars.
For sure.
You're a new granddad.
Absolutely.
You are Andy Taylor of the most honest man in the car business.
Aw, shucks.
And you love football recruiting.
Guilty.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. Right. Great former basketball player in great shape and fisherman, all that kind of stuff, too. Most importantly, man, how's a beautiful grandbaby?
Oh, she is so great. Yeah. She really is.
Yeah. This y'all's first.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so far, granddaddyhood is really good stuff. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
You're going to find out about fatherhood here soon. How about that, too?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's really special. Tough and rewarding. It's just so many things. But the grandparent thing has been particularly great because, you know, it's on and you get to see them and play with them and they're smiling and it's just wonderful. It is such a blessing. And then they start crying, and you just hand them right back over to the parent. It's great.
You know the old Bill Cosby thing where he'd say that if I'd known this was going to be like this, I'd have had the grandkids first.
Absolutely.
That's good. Let's talk some business if we can.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here.
We're here all day long. We'll be serving meals and selling cars. Tell us about George Coleman Ford, about the lot, about the new and used, about the service. And every time I come over, I'm amazed, man, the inventory looks fantastic.
It does. I appreciate that. I told you this morning the only thing that would look better is having none because it's all sold. But no, we've got a great selection. We really do. And it's a great time because I wanted to mention to you, you know, we always talk about cars cost less and travels rest, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about today, trucks cost less than traveler's rest. Cars do too. But we're going to prove it this month. I'm telling you what, there are some terrific incentives on F-150s and 250s and 350s. But not only that, there's some special programs going on. There's special interest rates. You can get 0% interest right now, which, you know, didn't seem like that big a deal maybe 2 years ago, but it really is a big deal because rates, as you know, have gone up and up. So we have 0% financing, and I'm telling you, mean this, I want everybody to hear it. We're here to prove trucks cost less and travelers rest. So I tell you what, if you find a vehicle you like or whatever, if we have something in stock like it, I guarantee you we will give you the best price. Or if we have what you want, come on in. You can count on the best price. But let me mention this, you know, sometimes things look really good online and whatever, and Walt and I talk about this a lot, but, you know, there can be some hidden fees here, or, you know, there's an extra this or that there. That's not the case here. Yeah. I mean, the price is the price. The only thing you pay is state tax and tag fee. That's it. No extras.
Yeah, you told me that one time, and I wasn't aware of that. And sometimes you if deals are too good to be true, they're too good to be true, and you're going to pay for it somehow, some way, which they do through all of that. Someone told me once, if you ever get 0% financing, take it, especially at my age. But I didn't know that was the case. But I do know, too, that in this part of the country, people need commercial trucks.
Oh, absolutely.
You'd love to sell a few to a couple of companies.
Oh, absolutely.
Out there.
And we keep a good stock of those, too, because we do have a number of businesses that we sell to on a regular basis. So,
but even a new company you're not selling to right now, you'd love to make them a customer here. They're going to get better deals anywhere else.
Oh, absolutely. And I heard you talking earlier today about tax time, you know, coming up. And obviously, as an individual or as a business, you know, you're getting toward the end of the year, the calendar year, you might need a tax write-off.
Yes.
Now's the time to do it. Buy that new truck. Car, whatever, but certainly trucks.
Things look better than in the driveway with a great big old bow on them.
Absolutely.
You got some big bows you could probably put on.
Oh, we got it. Don't you worry. If we don't have it, I'll buy it.
Normally when we do signing day, not normally, and we've done signing day here forever, it seems like, a lot of these times they're slow to come in, and today Clemson just got their 16th And we are, it is 8, what are we talking about? It's 8:08, and Clemson just got their 16th. Actually, I take that back now. Their 17th fax is
like
already
it.
In.
People want to be a Clemson Tiger.
Yeah, no doubt. Let me tell you about the two quickly here, Greg, because everybody's on edge about that. The last one we gave was Logan Cash. Joseph Charleston, I think, is the best of the safety prospects. All 6 defensive backs are in now. I think this is the best of the safeties. I think Booth and Jones are top 100 players for a reason. This is a guy that's a top 150 player, at according to Rivals.com. Safety from Alpharetta, Georgia, 4-star. They're going to need safeties. They're going to need guys to come in and play next year and special teams next year. I think Charleston is a future 3-year starter at Clemson and a really good player. And then the guy that's kind of the bell cow on the offensive line, interior offensive lineman, 6'4", 320-pounder from Pensacola, Florida, Hunter Rayburn, a guy who could play either guard or center, is in now. 3-star, and I think a very, very big pickup, and a guy that really, when you're thinking about the future of the offensive line, a big area of need. Both those guys, I think, is going to play a bunch of snaps over in Clemson. It's early to tell. I love this when Lou Holtz said this one time. He said, recruiting classes are kind of like having a baby. Or grandbaby in this case. Is it going to be a doctor? Is it going to be a lawyer? Is it going to be a we're going to work for George Coleman Ford, where Greg will still be here when it's 25 years old, maybe down the road? We don't know those things yet, but we know it's a baby. We like the potential of it. Things got a good chance to be, but we don't know those things yet. But more now than ever, because of all the scouting services, we have a pretty good idea. These guys are competing against each other, the combines, all this kind of stuff. And so far, 17 of the 24 commitments coming in to the number 4 class in the country, according to Rivals.com.
I tell you, you get people, too, at Clemson. I think it's really important for all of us out here that follow recruiting, and we know it matters, to trust the Clemson coaching staff, because I've heard them talk about it over and over and over there, that they recruit great athletes, of course, but they recruit people of high character, and or at least they try to. Yes. I mean, they do their best to do so. Yeah. And they develop the talent, I think, very well. So if you get people that maybe are, you know, sometimes I get caught up too much in the 5-star thing, and you get these guys that are a 3-star or 4-star or whatever, particularly the 3-stars that maybe have the measurables and, you know, maybe just hadn't had the coaching or played for the, you know, for an offense, you know, that may be similar to what we use here, whatever. But our coaching staff can develop them, and they become really good players maybe a year or two down the road. But we have to trust them, I think. Because, again, sometimes we just get so caught up in, oh, gosh, well, we missed the 5-star guy. You know, we can be too much emphasis, I think, on that.
Well, here's the thing, though. They've earned our trust. If I was a North Carolina football fan the last 3 years, I don't think I would have trusted Larry Fedora. He has not put enough equity in the bank for me to say, you know what, I know this doesn't look good right now. I'm going to trust him. What more could Dabo Swinney and his football staff at Clemson do to earn your trust? If they've not earned it by now with a national championship, with 2 national championship game appearances, with the 4 consecutive college football playoff appearances, with 4 consecutive ACC championships, with 53 or how many ever it is, the all-time winningest class in ACC football history, if they've not earned your trust by now, what can they do to earn your trust?
Absolutely. Right. Well, I agree. And, by the way, don't get that wrong. I love the 5-star guys too.
Oh yeah.
And we. I think you already mentioned Booth. I think is signed as a 5-star guy. So
and God of the Rivals 5-star. I think that Latson will be a 5-star in the next evaluation period. I think that's going to be the case. So maybe 3 5-stars altogether. But let me. I know you went to practice yesterday. I want to get your thoughts, not about what you saw there, but just about the overall program in a second. Let me update the Gamecocks on this. 2 more. Speaking of 5-stars, the Gamecocks get their first 5-star under Will Muschamp. I think I'm right by saying that. Defensive tackle prospect Zach Pickens from T.L. Hanna High School. And the Gamecocks now with their 10th signee of the day, Keyshawn Toney from Wilson, South Carolina, a tight end. Wilson Elko High School is now in, so 10 Gamecocks are in. You were at Clemson football practice yesterday, you were telling me. Something that I know you're proud of here at George Coleman Ford is culture. Give me an idea. We talked a little bit about this before. Give me an idea of Dabo Swinney, the CEO, and the parallels or the things you might can learn or how that relates to your business being Greg Coleman, the CEO.
Well, just, you know, looking at it from afar, I mean, I can see Dabo, first of all, when he first took over, having just tremendous drive and enthusiasm and belief in what he was putting together. And I think it brought everybody else in, you know, the coaches, the faculty and so forth in with him to believe that, hey, you know, this guy Mike can really get this thing done. And then along the way, you saw difficult decisions that he had to make, whether it was an assistant coach or whatever, that maybe a change had to be made. And, you know, it's hard, Mickey. It's just hard to make that change and to fire somebody. And then you got to look for hiring somebody. And, gosh, I remember Chad Morris, you know, when Dabo hired Chad Morris, there were a lot of people saying, what? I mean, this guy was a high school coach a couple of years ago. Are you kidding me? Is this the guy to direct our offense? Yeah.
Yeah.
Turned out he was.
Yeah.
And Brent Venables, you know, I don't know. People were like, Brent Venables, I don't know. You know, I guess he's done a pretty good job. I don't know a lot about him. He's great, you know. And so Dabo has made great decisions. He's made tough decisions. And then I see this guy. I mean, Dabo now is, this is the fourth year in a row we've been to the national championship or the playoffs. And, you know, a coach that, I don't know, people really, really respect. And, you know, he could be aloof, I guess, now. And I'm watching practice yesterday, and I didn't stay for a long time, but I see Dabo come over, and he starts speaking to this lady who's 95 years old in a wheelchair, and then he goes to another guy in a wheelchair who has a difficult problem, whatever, and comes up beside me to another guy, and he's just so encouraging to these people. He takes so much time, and there's something that I know that means a lot to them. They'll remember, and, you know, he's just that kind of person. I mean, he's just giving, caring. He makes the tough decisions. He's tough on people. Listen, right. I've heard him at practice.
That's a misconception. People think he's a pushover, but he's not.
Now, I got to tell you this story real quick. My son Jake and I were at practice sometime back. I guess it was a year or two ago. And Jake had his cell phone out. He had to I think he was trying to buy a car. And we were watching practice. He wasn't on the phone. He was just, you know, had it out. And we were on a little loft above the practice field, the indoor practice facility. And Dabo starts coming over. He starts walking right toward us, and he starts screaming, I told you to get out of here. I mean, he goes on and on. I thought he was coming right at us. It scared me to death. But it turns out it was one of the media people. I think they'd had the media in, and whoever it was didn't leave whenever they were supposed to.
Yeah.
Dabo had every right to do it.
Yeah.
Thank goodness it wasn't us. But it just shows me he is in control. And listen, you know, those guys, if they're not doing something right on the field, I mean, it's done over and over until it's right.
The guy gets all the credit, all the blame. Obviously, you do that here as well, but it's the people that are around you that you surround yourself in, the culture you surround yourself with. But it is important. I found this out. Somebody told me this a long time ago, that the head coach is the most important part of it. Because when he walks in the door, she walks in the door in certain sports, they set the tone. The support staff, the secretaries, the assistant coaches, the strength and conditioning coaches, the nutrition people, all the support staff, all the players, all the managers, all the trainers, everybody takes their day, takes their energy off of the tone that he sets at 8 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. Whenever you walk through the door, that person sets the tone. You kind of get that here.
I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. I think about Alabama, Nick Saban, and listen, you know, he's probably maybe the greatest coach ever in college football. And the tone that I hear about over there is one, it's quite rigid, which is a high expectation, which you should have, and very demanding, which you should have. And I really believe, going back to what I was saying, Dabo has that. I mean, he expects a lot of his people. And I think people know it, and they respect it. But, you know, I don't know how much fun they have at Alabama. You know, at the beginning of practice yesterday, they're playing Christmas music that's so fun and so upbeat. And, you know, I'm just seeing people hug each other and whatever. Yeah. It is just so fantastic to be over there. It just seems like, and I hope I'm getting the right viewpoint, such a great, good-feeling program.
Did you see the ugly Christmas sweater party they had for the staff the other day?
No, I didn't see that.
Where Daquan Bowers and Todd Bates had to sing Christmas carols for everybody and all that kind of stuff. So, Mike McGlad, I missed that stuff. Let me update Georgia, and then I want you to tell us more about George coming forward as we take our next break. Georgia now has DJ Daniel, cornerback from Georgia Military, in. They have outside linebacker Jermaine Johnson from Independence Community College in Kansas in. Defensive tackle Tremel wall tower from Hutchinson community in. Clay Webb, offensive lineman from Oxford, Alabama, is in. Nolan Smith is in already for the IMG Academy from Bradenton, Florida. Tied in Rylan Goode from Kennesaw Mountain High School is in for Georgia. Warren McClendon, offensive lineman from Brunswick, Georgia. Here's one that Georgia, I thought they might try to get out of. They didn't. Offensive lineman Xavier Truss from up in Warwick, Rhode Island, did sign with Georgia this morning. And Trayvon Walker, a big pickup from Thomaston, Georgia, from Upson Lee High School. He is in. So those Georgia Bulldogs are quickly, Greg, let me update and see if I have any more Gamecocks, any more Tigers. For South Carolina, they are still at 10 right now. And for Clemson, what do we do for the internet, man? At Clemson right now, the latest is, up to 20. Hmm. I'm going to tell you after a short break, the next three players that have committed, that have signed with
Fantastic.
Clemson. Before I let you go.
Yeah.
George Coleman Ford, trucks
cost less than traveler's rest.
Right.
Remember that. I mean, I guarantee we're here to prove it. And always think about that pre-owned vehicle. I know you and I've had experience with that in the past.
I have a good friend of mine who's coming to you, either has or will be coming to. Matter of fact, he hadn't yet because I gave him your cell number. but he'll be coming to you. He wants a used truck. It's not his primary vehicle, but he wants a used truck, and he wants you to look
at it. A lot of people do. When I went over to Clemson yesterday, I met somebody who was looking for actually looking for a Chevrolet Tahoe. And we're trying to, I think we probably found one yesterday for him. So we can do that. I know I've done that for you too. And the pricing is anything you see online on our website, I'm telling you what, it's going to be a really good, aggressive price. And we know that. I mean, that's how you sell vehicles now. You got to get the price right up front. And we reprice. Walt talks about it a lot. We reprice every week. We don't reprice every vehicle every week, but we keep up with the market to make sure that our vehicles are priced just below market value. So it's a really good deal. You know, we look them over carefully. We sold a lot. And you can check us out online with our reviews online, particularly the Google reviews. I think it's a good place to see what people really are saying about us. So I would encourage people to do so.
The best in the business, George Coleman Ford. Thank you for having us out today, buddy. I know you'll be here all day.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully some more good news coming for a lot of folks out there, for sure. Thanks for stopping by.
All right. Thank
you,
Mickey.
That's our good friend, Greg Coleman. Zach, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you about the three latest Clemson signings. We're up to 20. We'll tell you about those three after a short break from George Coleman Ford and Traveler's Rest. Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease, knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
As you search for the ideal Christmas gift, trust Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall to have something for everyone on your list. From a Swiss watch for him to an exquisite diamond bracelet, necklace, or ring for her, Reed's Jewelers will put a smile on their face. North America's largest family-owned jeweler, offering 18 months deferred interest, granting Christmas wishes for years. Trust them to grant yours. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
What do you get the person who has everything? A gift certificate from Urban Nirvana is always a safe choice. A day at the salon with their talented stylists can make anyone feel beautiful. The spa is a perfect solution to replenish and refresh. And the best part? You can order, pay for, and print your gift certificate from your own computer. Even on Christmas morning, no traffic and crowds to worry about. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, select and pay for the amount you want, and print it out. Urban Nirvana at MacBee Station and the shops at Greenridge.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
This is Terry Wyatt with Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
At Ag South, we offer low, fixed-rate loans for real estate, livestock, farm improvements, or construction.
If you need to purchase a home, whether in town or in the country, or just refinance your existing mortgage, give me a call.
At Ag South, we care about our customers, and we will communicate with you every step of the way, from application to closing and beyond.
So for your lending needs, no matter how big or small, call us at 864-226-8507.
Equal housing lender. NMLS number 619788.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Snap, hold, the kick is blocked. It's blocked, bounces over to the Clemson sideline. Christian Wilkins blocked it, and then it was scooped up by Mark Fields.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Hit me with the horn, 20! Keep making noise! Keep making noise! Yeah!
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. They want to have their next mortgage with them. They'd love for you to sign your next mortgage with them. They'd love for you to maybe refinance your home or maybe remodel your home. And as our great friends at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com, I know this about Prime Lending. I trust those guys. Much like I do with Greg, in that I try to do business with honest people. I try to do business with people that I trust. And that means a lot for me. And it meant a lot for me that I went back the second time to Prime Lending. I would not, had I had a bad experience, I wouldn't have gone back a second time. If there is a third time ever out there for me anywhere, then it'll be a third time with these folks as well. I don't understand how you would call a 800 company or a dot-com company out there with anything, you know, with a mortgage. Go with local people. Go with our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Mr. Orr 24, you ready for the latest Clemson Tigers?
Please, what do you got for me?
Breaking news, breaking news. No, Clemson has three more commitments that have signed. Kane Patterson, he is a linebacker, 6'1", 225, from Nashville, Tennessee. A guy, a former Ohio State commitment, a four-star according to Rivals.com. He is, and I think, an inside linebacker. He played running back and quarterback and linebacker. I think he's going to be an inside linebacker at the next level. His dad, new Dabo from Alabama days and that Alabama staff. And as things kind of fell apart with Ohio State staff, Clemson got involved with Kane Patterson and comes away with a former Ohio State commitment Kane Patterson signs this morning. Speaking of linebackers, the Tigers signed Vonta Bentley, a 6 foot 220 pounder from Birmingham, Alabama, another four-star, top 250 player, another very good pickup. This is one that you got to give Brent Venables a lot of credit on, in that Bentley and Constantine were two players that were, they got on before their stock skyrocketed, and meant a very, very big pickup for both of those. And at a position of need, Clemson's going to lose a lot of linebackers in this class and a lot of linebackers in the next class, and you got to stay ahead of the curve, and they did that with these guys. And finally, the 20th of 25, think I'm right saying it. Yeah, the 20th of 25, maybe, no, 20th of 26 we expect today for Clemson is already in the boat. Wide receiver Brandon Spector, 6'1", 185 from Calhoun, Georgia. Now, you want to talk about a Clemson family, Mr. Orr 24. How about you get your dad, Robbie Spector, who was in school back in the dark ages back when I was in school back then. How about your dad being a wide receiver? Then you're the oldest of the kids, and Balin coming in being a linebacker and having a good start to his career so far after redshirting a year. Your sister being a rally cat, cheerleader, dance, whatever, doing a great job there. And then coming in and you being the fourth of the Tigers. So Brandon Spector, a nice wide receiver pickup, kind of a possession guy. I tell you what he is, he's a very good athlete, and he plays hard, and another really good pickup there. So far on the day, 20. We expect to hear something pretty soon from Tyler Davis, Apopka, Florida, defensive tackle. We understand that Clemson or Florida State on him. And we don't expect William Putnam today, and we don't expect Corvarius Crouch today, but Clemson with Crouch, Tennessee, Michigan, and Clemson with Putnam, Florida State, and Clemson. We have not done any of this, Mr. Orr 24, but as we wait on a few more to trickle in, well, before I get to Kool-Aid, Jim, let me see if we have any more Georgia Bulldogs, any more Gamecocks in here. Yeah, Georgia has more now. Wide receiver regenerates here. Wide receiver Dominic Blaylock from Walton High School in Marietta, Georgia, has signed with Georgia. Defensive lineman Zion Logue from Lebanon High School. Defensive lineman Bill Norton from Christian Brothers Academy in Memphis, Tennessee, are all Georgia Bulldogs. And my latest as far as Gamecocks go, we last left you with Tony. Yeah, Tony. Keyshawn Tony's the latest one there. So let's go to our phone lines. We haven't done a lot of this as of yet. 654-ROAR. Kool-Aid Jim joins us here on Signing Day. Good morning, Jim. How you doing this morning?
Oh, good morning, Mickey. I tell you what, just absolutely stoked, man. I didn't think I'd like this new signing period that much, but over the last couple of years, it's got where, you know, everything gets done quick, and we're pretty much, you know, just waiting to fill the class at the end. So it's really, really exciting time, no doubt. A couple of questions real quick. One of my favorite recruits of all time, of course, and one of our favorite players, Hunter Renfro. And we're going to lose him this year. But the two-star guy who come in, unsung hero, is he going to be a Ring of Honor type guy? Do you think will he make it that far? And who do you think maybe in the next class coming up that we might can polish up and be another Hunter Renfro? And I'll listen,
buddy. Thank you, man. I appreciate the phone call. Zach, let me give you this. Brighton Constantine is in, linebacker from Baton Rouge, Georgia, at University Lab School there. So 21 of the 26 expected Tigers have signed with Clemson so far. 21 out of 26, so those to continue to fly in. The question was about Hunter Renfro. I remember when Hunter ended up signing with Clemson as a preferred walk-on at the time, and later obviously earned a scholarship. It was Clemson and Appalachian State, and from over in Myrtle Beach area. And I remember Danny Pierman telling me after that was over that, man, they got a fire plug coming in here, and they got a really, really good-looking athlete and wide receiver coming in here. I don't know if we'll ever have another one quite like Hunter. They have had a very good slot possession receiver lineage so far in place. I think that you can say that Tyler Grisham kind of when he set this offense down, he looked at who you wanted, and Tyler Grisham kind of went that route and kind of laid the foundation for it. I think that Adam Humphries advanced that. That Humphries obviously has done a great job now in the NFL, and he kind of advanced that cause. And I think Renfro's taken it even to new levels. I don't know if you can continue that escalation of that, but I do know that that Spector is one they feel like kind of reminds him of that a little bit, in that you know, more quick than fast. Even though, I don't know, Hunter takes off on a bunch of plays to make some plays there too. I can see a T.J. Chase kind of stepping in that role a little bit. I can see a Cornell Powell over there in the slot a little bit. I can see a Darion Kendrick in the slot a little bit. I do think that one thing that will present itself more in the future is Amari Rodgers on the field, T. Higgins on the field, and either going with a bigger Justin Ross at that position or going with a Kendrick at that position and kind of changing the dynamics of it a little bit on certain down and distances. There's always going to be – well, you look at the NFL right now. There's a lot of Hunter Renfros in the NFL right now. Guys that know how to get open, guys that are the check down Charlie guys that know how to find the chains and it just make those third down catches and the possession wide receivers. Look, you're seeing it all over the place. Humphreys is a great example of it. I mean, goodness gracious, how many times has Tom Brady thrown on third and short and hit a Hunter Renfro type player? I think Spector can be that. I think that you can see that you'll continue to see guys kind of go in that movement. Ring of Honor. Zach, I'll yield to you on this. He's a candidate. He's certainly a Clemson Hall of Famer, no doubt about it. Ring of Honor guy, question mark, Mr. War 24?
You're not feeling the Ring of Honor talk for him?
No, I mean, I can feel it. Hold that thought. Let me get you another signee, okay?
Sure. Who we got?
Number 22 on the day, Estenoso Rubin, defensive lineman, 6'3", 275, from Riverdale, Missouri. Clemson reached out to the Midwest again. This is one of those that's like Arorojo, like Cash, in that they are jumbo athletes playing defensive end. If they continue to grow at 6'3", and 275, I think this one's headed towards an inside defensive tackle. And to be honest with you, I still think that it's on the table that down the road, depending on who you sign a defensive tackle, that maybe one day you could see that Gage Cervenka thing kick in and maybe you play a little offensive line instead. So this is a jumbo athlete from Missouri that the Tigers beat up Arkansas and some of those teams on that they really like now and really felt like he can come in and you know, play several positions. All right, back to you, Mr. War 24. Ring of Honor, question mark?
Not for me. To be honest with you, the Ring of Honor is such a distinguished and high level of achievement, and not to say he hasn't gotten there or flirted with that over the years, but in my lifetime of watching Clemson football, and yours is longer than mine, so feel free to jump in on this for other players. It's Deshaun Watson and C.J. Spiller are the only two that would be even, you know, remotely considered for it for me.
Christian Wilkins?
Deshaun Watson and C.J. Spiller.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Christian Wilkins.
Maybe down the road.
I think those three.
But as far as slam dunks, it's those two.
I think Christian Wilkins is a slam dunk. Three-time All-American. The first three-time All-American in Clemson football history. A guy that, as good as he is on the field, probably a national champion, four-time college football playoff, four-time ACC champion, at least two college football national championship games, one national championship. But all that said, I say that he's still more valuable off the field than he is on the field. And I think a for sure no-brainer Ring of Honor at Clemson.
I think the other two guys probably get in a little bit before him, if we're going to be honest.
Well, before him, sure, because chronologically. Yeah. Spiller before Watson, Watson before Wilkins. But yeah. I think Christian Wilkins is a Ring of Honor guy,
sure.
Too.
Okay.
Renfro, I think for sure Hall of Famer. I put Renfro in that Ben Bowyer class of not the most talented guy, not the guy who has all the stats, but as far as importance, significance, big plays in big games, you don't win the national championship without Ben Bowyer. You don't win the national championship without Hunter Renfro. So I would say for sure Clemson Hall of Fame, Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame, South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame, no doubt for those guys. Ring of Honor, close. We'll see. The Gamecocks have more signees, Mr. Or 24.
Who they got?
John Dixon. Now, this was one. This is a new one. This is a new commitment. He is a cornerback. He is a three-star cornerback from Chamberlain High School down in Tampa, Florida, a position of need. This one came down to Miami and South Carolina, and the South Carolina get the Gamecocks get John Dixon. And they just added Kevion Mullins from Memphis, Tennessee at Whitehaven. He is a wide receiver. So the Gamecocks now with 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 Gamecocks on board. I am refreshing as fast as I can all across the country to find you guys the latest. No, let's see if I've got any new stuff for Georgia. No new names for Georgia in the last 10 minutes or so. And nothing yet with Tyler Davis. We'll find that out here from Apopka, Florida. Again, my first thought is that it's Clemson. Hey, don't panic on Joseph Ngata. Remember, he's from California. It's 5:38 in the morning in California right now. He's from Folsom, California. And it is my understanding that he will be signing later tonight. Now, he might fax something in earlier. I know Dabo is going to have a press conference at 1 o'clock today. All those might be in that way, but the ceremony, at least, is a little bit later on tonight.
I'm not panicking. You're panicking. I'm not panicking. You're panicking.
You know what? Of all the things I do, of all the technology I have, we have great listeners here at George Coleman Ford, and I'm told now, Tyler Davis to Clemson.
Is that right?
That is a mega pickup. We are going to try to confirm that. Yeah, that is a mega pickup for Clemson. In that, Zach, you talk about area of need. Right now, we know that Christian Wilkins, as a senior, is gone. We know that Albert Huggins, being a senior, is gone. We think that Dexter Lawrence is gone. We think he's going to go pro early. You got to have Tyler Davis. You got to have a big-time guy, Tyler Davis, come in and play. This came down to Clemson and Florida State. And if anything, if you know, winning is important. I think how you look is important. I think it's pretty clear. Apopka is a Florida State town. Apopka has sent tons of players to Florida State in the past. But I think this year, as the season progressed – and as you watched Florida State's season fall apart, I think you saw Clemson pounce. Now, one of the most important things that Dabo Swinney has done at Clemson is pick on the weak wildebeest. That as that crocodile in the Nile and that wildebeest is trying to make its way off and it's got a little limp in the back leg, that you see that crocodile kind of pick on the weak one. Think about Dabo Swinney going to Knoxville, Tennessee, and Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and getting Amari Rodgers and T. Higgins. Think about going down to Florida when Florida was struggling under Will Muschamp and Florida struggling under the Shark Hunter there. What's his
Jimmy
name?
Jimmy McElwain, baby.
Yeah, McElwain, and going down and taking care of business in the state of Florida. And here we are as well. Think about a four-star that reminds, a defensive tackle that reminds an awful lot of observers, present company included in this, of a Grady Jarrett. Doesn't have the length. He's only about 6 foot, 6'1", but plays sideline to sideline and pursues the football down in the flats. You talk about young guys playing early. I think Tyler Davis is an absolute almost lock to play early. This will be the biggest news of Clemson all day long of the new commitments. This will be given their 26th a day, we do believe. This is a four-star. This is beating your division rival at Florida State, and that is a huge pickup for Clemson, Tyler Davis. Yeah, huge, huge pickup there. And giving Clemson now 23 of their 26 or seven. Let me see. 26 that we expect to sign today.
That's a big number.
It's a big number. And different, by the way, Zachor, different than what they have done in the past. Remember, this has been a signing class. And let me just make sure I'm right by saying this. Let me give you the total number of signees in the most recent classes. They have not had numbers on their side in recent classes. Last year, when it was all said and done, Clemson signed 17. The year before, when it was all said and done, Clemson signed 14. That's 31 total. They're going to sign 26. I think 20. They're going to sign a running back in January. They're going to sign another defense or offensive lineman in January. I think they sign a defensive end in January. I think you're going to sign 29 players, almost as many in one class. 31 the last 2 years combined. 17 and 14, almost that many in one class. This will be the biggest class that Dabo Swinney assigned. And another reason why they're going to be ranked very high is the quantity, the quality as well, but also some first time in a long time, the quantity aspect of that. I do want to tell you about Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Let Carolina Flooring Specialist take care of you and your garage floors and, you know, your businesses. I don't talk enough about businesses and enough about the showrooms. Now, Greg's carpeted here. If Greg ever goes to the hard floor, we'll come in and give him a little Carolina Flooring Specialist. You know, your barbershops, your looking at your automotive repair places, looking at your showroom, looking at your break rooms. Let them take care of it for you. You want it to pop, your logo to pop, the colors to pop. Think about our friends at CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Call Tim Worley. It's a no-obligation phone call. So many of our listeners are doing this now. Thousands of garage floors have been put down. The Garage Flooring Specialist, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Final segment, who knows what will happen when you return for more right after this.
Running a business takes a lot of work. Sometimes you need help to get to the next level. When you partner with Northland Business, you'll get our local team committed to providing the customer service solutions you need to get there. With fast, affordable internet, scalable fiber optic solutions, and around-the-clock network monitoring, you can trust Northland Business to help your business grow. Just visit northlandbusiness.com to learn more today. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. See northlandbusiness.com/offers for full details.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
As you search for the ideal Christmas gift, trust Reed Jewelers in Haywood Mall to have something for everyone on your list. From a Swiss watch for him to an exquisite diamond bracelet, necklace, or ring for her, Reed Jewelers will put a smile on their face. North America's largest family-owned jeweler, offering 18 months deferred interest, granting Christmas wishes for years. Trust them to grant yours. Reed Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have always strived to provide our patients with a better medical experience. Our team of physicians revolutionized the total hip and total knee replacement surgery by allowing you to have the surgery in the morning and sleep in your bed that same night. Now we've changed the game again with our new transparent pricing system. In an effort to provide patients with a streamlined, transparent pricing process, you can now see what your procedure will cost down to the dollar without even having to come in and visit us. Just go to surgerycenteratpelham.com and you'll see our cost estimator tool right there on the homepage. All you have to do is choose which procedure you're planning on having and enter your insurance information. We'll give you the exact cost, no hidden fees, just an honest, straightforward, and transparent price. All a few clicks away. It's just one more way we're looking to improve our patients' experience. To find out if you're a qualified candidate or to get your price estimate, visit surgerycenteratpelham.com today.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That was such an odd start to the day.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
My friend Greg Wells, Kiwi Financial Group, wants to remind you that now is an awesome time to call him. Year-end tax planning is a big, big, big deal. If you want investments, insurance solutions, Social Security maximization planning, or retirement income planning, college planning, estate planning, I always talk about this, these SEP RAs and how much you take out of that. Let these professionals guide you. I don't know how to fix my car. I don't know how to fix my electricity in my home. I don't know how to fix the plumbing in my home. I certainly don't know how to do my own finances with this. That's why the people at Greg Wells and Kiwi Financial Group do a terrific job wanting to do this, help you for this. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, next door to Max Drive-In. Call today, 654-5043, 654-5043. Their website is easy to remember and make it a good deal for you, KiwiFG.com, KiwiFG.com. To recap on our final segment, can I do one other quick thing, Zach? I meant to do this earlier.
Yeah, but
I meant to tell us about our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I want to say, as I get ready to do this here, I'd like to say, you know, certainly appreciate Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I was talking to one of the owners of Palmetto Dunes yesterday and what they do and how they do things. And, man, it's always good to hear from those guys. One of the things we always do here when I sat down with them, and I've talked about this the last couple of times, I've given you the girls and boys from the state of South Carolina that are signing today. It's not just well, actually signed last week. A few of these people signed during their open signing period. We talk about football all the time. Zach, there were 70 boys and girls that will have already committed or signed to play college golf from North and South Carolina. I think that's awesome. That's great to hear. Junior golf is thriving at the CGA level, the Carolinas Golf Association level. It is thriving at the South Carolina Junior Golf Association. What these hardworking, I know the staffs at both these places, they put a ton of effort into junior golf. It is an amazing, amazing group, both these groups, and continued success there. But just want to say congratulations to all the moms and dads and parents and girls and boys that have signed here recently. We'll continue to do that in this signing period for golf and college golf. Great stuff there. 70 kids from North and South Carolina with golf scholarships. That's awesome to see. That is our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort. When I am on about 11 different websites right now, keeping up with recruiting, one of them that I'll do when I get home is to check out Palmetto Dunes and see what's up there with Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. It's easy, man. For me, being an old guy that doesn't understand the internet, doesn't understand all this kind of stuff, just sign on. It's easy. And it's so much easier to do. The award-winning resort, beautiful Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, is PalmettoDunes.com. All right, Zach, you want the latest? Kind of recapping where we are.
Please tell us about Clemson, the 23 commits today.
Yeah, Clemson has 23 kids signed already. We expect them to sign 26 today. The 23, I'm going to fly down them. Sheridan Jones, Davis Allen, Keith McGuire, Ray Thornton, Andrew Booth, Aiden Swanson, Caleb Boateng, Greg Williams, Frank Ladson, Taekwon Johnson, Landon Zanders, Jalen Phillips, Tyshawn Pumachan, Jalen Lay, Logan Cash, Joseph Charleston, Hunter Rayburn, Kane Patterson, Vonta Bentley, Brandon Spector, Brighton Constantine, Espinosa Rubin, and Tyler Davis. Davis and Boateng are the newest ones. Offensive linemen from both these guys from Florida, by the way. One from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Davis, the defensive tackle from Apopka, Florida. Those are the new ones today. We are waiting on three more Clemson Tigers. We're expecting to sign 26 today. Chaz Malusi is set for, or he had an 8:45 ceremony at his school. He is the running back from down in South Florida, and nothing there. I think he will sign. We are also waiting on Rook Aurora. They are, it's just 7:52 a.m. in his time zone in Michigan right now. He will sign, I think, at 12 noon today. They have a ceremony. We might fax it in earlier. And then Joseph Ngata.
Wait, hold on. What's Michigan that? Is in the Eastern time zone.
No, I think you're wrong about that.
Michigan?
I think Michigan's in the central time zone.
Michigan is in Eastern Standard Time. I am 100% on that.
I need some confirmation. Brad Sinketh? Michigan Central or Eastern time zone?
I'm pretty sure Detroit's in the Eastern time zone. I don't know about
Michigan is Eastern.
Hold on, man. I hate doing this to you.
Say Michigan.
Find out.
Google Michigan time zone. Go ahead. I'm looking at it right now.
Here's what I don't understand.
What?
As I look this up right now. How is Chicago? Well, Chicago's right there beside Michigan. How is Indiana central time zone? Indiana's right below Michigan.
So I was right.
Nashville's in the central time zone. Oh, that's right. Indiana doesn't change. That's exactly right. So. Nashville, Tennessee is right below Michigan. If you go vertically, that's in central time zone. And I know the Upper Peninsula, man. The Upper Peninsula, the UP, has to be on central time zone. Right? I think it's split. It's a split deal there, I think. Brad is now telling me we think it's split time zone. Detroit's Eastern time zone. I'll give you that. But not all of Michigan's Eastern time zone there, champ. Sparky.
You've always struggled with that area in geography. That was a place that tripped you up on the map.
No. Yeah. I pointed to Wisconsin. I pointed to Wisconsin. You pointed to Minnesota, and I said, that's Wisconsin. That's Minnesota. I know the difference. I know Wisconsin is Milwaukee, which is close to Chicago, which is close to Illinois, obviously in Illinois, and Michigan is, and Minnesota is west of that. We got an argument one day. Anyway, I'm like, did we find out a split?
I think so.
We think it's split, so I can't be wrong about that with you. All right, where was I before? So rudely interrupted by the...
Because you don't know basic geography.
See there? Michigan dual time zones. So you were wrong. I was wrong, too. It's
four
Eastern
counties,
and Central time zone.
Dickinson, Menomee in the Western Upper Peninsula.
Right, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Of course they are.
Hey,
right.
You nailed it, Lyle.
Like I said. Anyway, where was I? So there's three guys we'll be signing later today. And then Gate from California. Again, it's... I know that's Pacific time zone. I know that's West time zone. I know that it's 5:54 out there right now in Folsom, California. I do know that. They've not signed yet. No, there is nothing to say any expectation of those guys do anything else. The only two guys that we know Clemson is waiting on that have any chance at all of signing in this period, tomorrow at 1 o'clock in Tampa, Florida, Will Putnam will sign with either Florida State or Clemson. That's tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And tomorrow or later on, we will find out. We think in January at the All-American game, Kavarius Crouch, and we think that is Tennessee, Clemson, and maybe Michigan as far as that goes. I think that's where we are with all of Clemson's signings. One more last check of South Carolina before we get to our Brady's Accident Forgiveness Award. The Gamecocks are currently at 12 signees, with Kavion Mullins being the big one there, or the latest one there. Make sure we're one more time there. And the University of Georgia, Bill Norton was the last one we gave you for Georgia. Let me make sure to refresh one more time. Trey Sanders, I don't know what time Sanders is going, but Norton's the last one for Georgia. We'll stay tuned to Brad. Some national breaking stuff will come on a little bit later on with some of the five stars across the country. Brad will have basically three recruiting guests on today. Anna Hickey from 247, Hel McGranahan covering the South Carolina side of things, and Will from Sports Talk. We'll join us as well during Brad's show. Qualk and Kelly will be here from 12 to 3, and then we'll get Walden here from 3 until 7 analyzing all of this. So, Mr. Or 24, Brad Hughes, I'm an Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I can get touch him at BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my great friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, I will forgive all the college coaches that will be fired tomorrow or move on tomorrow. This is a trend that I can't stand now, but they do this where you go recruit the kids, you have relationships with the kids, and then after signing day or in the next couple of weeks, you're encouraged to go on and try to find another job or move on to that way because you don't want to ruin the recruits. How about my family and my things are going on and that kind of stuff? And it's disingenuous and it's kind of misleading the kids a little bit when you wait till after signing day to make an announced move or something along those lines. We know why it happens, but I don't like that it happens that way. I wish we could just be upfront and honest. We know, you know, a lot of these cases, that a lot of these coaches are moving on. Also, there's coaches that will be taking other jobs at other places. You know, got to forget those guys. They're looking out for their best interests and their best family. Mr. Orr, 24. Let's finish things up as we always do with our 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, you know, in a day full of recruiting, I got to get a little hockey in at the end of it. The NHL opened its inaugural season in 1917 on this day, 101 years ago. Love the NHL. Love all it brings to the world. Can't get enough of it. And can't wait to enjoy it for another 100 years.
You know what? We have a guest or one of our listeners here who said that their son has to meet you because he's a big hockey fan. He's a Bruins fan, though. Are a Bruins fan, that counts as hockey fans?
Yes.
I think that counts, doesn't it?
Yes, they do.
No. I'm a Canadiens guy. Hey, how are my Canadiens doing so far this season?
Better than people expected. Shea Weber came back a little healthy. It's been a good time in Montreal so far.
As you can tell, I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, Les Habitants.
Through all of that. My 2-minute drill, brought to you by Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it is my great friend, ericnewton.com. Get in touch with him. Eric Newton wants to be your full-service real estate company. Hey, Focus Realty, that's the sales aspect of what they do, the rental property stuff, the property management stuff. Let Eric and his team take care of you. Students looking for that great place to live still next fall, go and do that now with Eric Newton and ericnewton.com. I mentioned it earlier. I wanted to say congratulations to UAB again. They dropped their football program. They're only 2 years back in existence now, and they won their first